Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. A woman is in hospital after a dog attack west of Geelong this morning. It happened at Winchelsea, with witnesses describing screams as the two animals mauled the 54-year-old at Winchelsea. At one stage, the woman's condition was critical. She's now serious but stable. The Gold Coast Suns have joined the AFL in condemning the behaviour of defender Will Powell, who's copped a 5-match ban for using a homophobic slur against a Brisbane opponent during Sunday's Q clash. The 24-year-old self-reported and has apologised to the player involved. Suns chief Mark Evans says the incident does not reflect what his club stands for. The US says it will not supply Israel with any weapons for its planned ground invasion in the south of Gaza. It comes as the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reinstates Australia's position when it comes to this next step.
The government's position has been very clear, and over the last 24 hours, what we have done again is to communicate to Israel our opposition for a ground invasion in Rafah.
Two men have been charged over the stabbing death of an Indian student at a party in Melbourne's southeast last week. The two brothers were tracked down at Goulburn in New South Wales. They'll face court tomorrow, charged with murder. And the Victorian governor signed off on a 2-year trial to cap the speed limit in two inner northern Melbourne suburbs at just 30 k's. The go slows kicked in across Collingwood and Fitzroy. The only exception is the main arterial roads running through those suburbs.